This is Maryland's wake-up call.
Sean and Frank
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM
and WCBM.com.
6:38, 22 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Our next guest has written, I think, the ultimate book that every American should have in their library. It's called The Essential American, a Patriot's Resource. 25 documents and speeches every American should own. It also comes with a bonus DVD with more than 1,200 important documents from American history. Our author joins us now on our Newsmakers Hotline, Jackie Gingrich Cushman. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Glad to be with you, Sean and Frank.
Thanks for joining us here. I got to tell you this. I'm getting about halfway through the book as we speak, and many of these speeches I have read before, or some I'm now reacquainting myself with, and a wonderful job. My personal favorite, and then obviously Gettysburg Address is in there, and Reagan's Rendezvous with Destiny. My personal favorite is George Washington's farewell address, because after serving two terms, this is a man who probably could have, served as long as he wanted, and he recognized the trappings of power, and he gave it up voluntarily.
No, you're right, and it's a very key point in our history because, as you said, he could have. He was such a strong figure. He loved our country so much that he, if he was a different person, could have become basically a monarch, could have been the king, but he knew that we were supposed to be a different country. He really believed that we were not made for a master, as he said, and really believed we could self-govern, and therefore not only stepped aside, but also warned us about what to be careful of.
Now, you have 25 of these documents and speeches. Of course, the Constitution is included in the book as well. Was it difficult limiting it to 25, or do you have a second book on the way?
It really was a challenge, and we started with the number 21, and honestly, obviously, I could not do that. I could not figure out what to take away to get to 21. So we moved to 25, but there were still quite a few really great speeches that we couldn't include. For instance, we do include the speech that you mentioned, the Reagan, the speech before Barry Goldwater. We also include this Brandenburg Gate speech, but we did take out the Point to Hawk speech that Reagan gave because we just couldn't include everything.
Yet Eisenhower's D-Day speech is in there.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And again, it's a compilation of presidents, military, patriots, even Dr. King's "I Have a Dream" speech is included in the book as well.
Well, we really looked at speeches that defined our nation in times of trial. And if you look at Martin Luther King's speech, he's from Atlanta, as I am as well. And it really is an inspirational speech. It takes us to a higher ground. It asks us to do more. And it doesn't complain and say, oh, woe is me, woe is me. It says, look what we can do together as a country. And that's part of what makes it such an incredible speech.
What do you think is the most underrated speech in the 25 that you've included in your book?
That's a great question. I haven't had that before. I think the most underrated, one of the least well-knowns, and that is probably Jean Kirkpatrick's, just because we haven't seen her in a while. She's a very, very strong woman, very, very clear in what she believed. As you know, and your listeners may know, she was a Democrat originally. She became then candidate Ronald Reagan's foreign policy advisor, then became ambassador to the UN. But she gave a speech at the Republican convention in 1984 that subtitled the Blame America First speech. And it's a very clear view of what she thought our challenges were on the national security side. And I think if you looked at that speech, read it today, you would find it just as relevant today as it was then.
Jackie, this is Frank Luber. I hear a lot of people say today that what we really lack are genuine heroes. And all the people that you have quoted as far as their speeches are concerned are those who have performed heroic deeds. Their speeches are words, that's one thing, but their deeds are something else. And I'm just wondering if you have a crystal ball that you could look into right now and tell us, are there any heroes that we can look upon in the future, either now or into the future?
Well, Frank, I wish I did have a crystal ball, but I think we see heroes all around us, and I think we see them. I was watching this morning a segment about a Gold Star family, and you think about families that send the men and women, the ones they loved, off to war to fight for us. And clearly I see those families as heroes and the people that serve in our military as heroes. But I think from a political standpoint, I think some of that requires reflection and a sense of timing, because you don't always know what's going to resonate years later. And that's part of the reason we start with Patrick Henry with his Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech, and we go all the way through to George W. Bush, with his speech in the well of the House of the Representatives after 9/11. But I think it does require some perspective, because speeches don't always have the impact at that time. For instance, the Brandenburg Gate speech, which we now are familiar with, when President Reagan gave that speech and said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, it wasn't well covered. And in fact, Richard Cohen, one of the commentators here, said that, you know, Mr. Reagan was out of vogue. But as we now know, 29 months later, that wall came down. So to your point, you're exactly right. Words have incredible power. And that's one of the things that I want people to take away.
You know, what's fascinating about that line in that speech, it almost never made it in there. Because apparently one of the Reagan advisors had gone out to dinner the night before and was asking the German people, what would you say if you were the president to Gorbachev? And it was this German couple that said to tear down the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put the speech in, or he wanted it in the speech, and then they would take it out. And then Reagan insisted that line be in the speech.
He did insist, and and of course you have these people behind you. He had these bureaucrats worried about their jobs and the repercussions. But one of the things that these speech in the Essential American, when you look at the speeches in this book, The Essential American, they're very clear. He doesn't say, "Gosh, I hope the wall eventually comes down, and wouldn't it be nice if we all," he's very clear in what he asked for, and you see that time and time again in these speeches.
Yeah, that's a great point, because in all these, whether it's Gene Kirkpatrick or Ronald Reagan or George Washington or Dr. King or even Remember the Alamo speech by Mosley Baker, I think. All of these are very definitive. This is leadership. There's no question about these people and their leadership character, leadership qualities. Have you heard or read anything since the Bush 9/11 speech, since 2001 to today, that would perhaps?
I hear some resonance of that, and I'll give you an example. When Marco Rubio won, I think his acceptance speech, when he talked about his parents and then them having to flee from Cuba, and then his life here and how much he loves this country, I think you hear some of that. And some of that is just a genuineness that comes from the heart. You can't write that in a speech for somebody else and have somebody else, then deliver it. To your point, Ronald Reagan wanted those words in the speech, and part of the reason he could deliver them so powerfully is because they were his words. They weren't words that someone else put in there for him. But I think you do see reflections of that today, and I think we'll see more in the next 2 years, because what we're going through as a nation is, I think, a review and a relook, which is why this book is such great timing, relook at our history. And I really think of this book, The Essential American, as our American stories that tell about our national character and our history.
Jackie, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit because so much has been made over Barack Obama being a great orator, and yet basically without the teleprompter, I don't know if he could pull it off. And then there's Sarah Palin, who is being looked upon, in the future as a real dynamic political force here in this country. Again, looking into your crystal ball, first of all, how would you characterize the speeches, or is there anything that stands out as far as Barack Obama is concerned? And what kind of speaker do you think Sarah Palin is?
Well, to start with President Obama, I think clearly he has the ability to deliver a speech. He's very dynamic. He can deliver the words. He's very well practiced, and he makes sure that he can deliver the right points. And in this day and time, because we do have so much in sound bites and video and TV and the Internet, that really can't be underrated because it is effective. And so you have to take that into account. On the other hand, I think on the opposite spectrum that you mentioned, you have Sarah Palin, who is not as polished and but her genuineness, her heartfelt love for this country, her ability to connect with her audience because she does feel so incredibly deeply, also is very unique, and I think that has given her the ability to really talk to people. So I think they're almost on opposite ends, because he's very intellectual and very cerebral and wants to make sure he's very clear and on top. But then you have Sarah Palin, who's very, very genuine and very heartfelt.
Well, now this is for laughs. How about Barney Frank?
Well, see there, you made me laugh.
All right.
You succeeded. Done.
Now you're in real trouble, because in looking through the book, I don't see any speeches in here from Newt.
Oh, I know. Oh, my goodness. You're right. There are no speeches from him. And I'll tell you two things. One, I did put the list together myself, but I did use him. You know, he has a PhD in history, so I couldn't. I had to use the resources that I had.
Yeah. And well, at least he wrote the foreword to the book, so he's in the book.
Exactly. But, you know, and I did have, though, I did have a person tell me that they really think that his swearing-in speech when he was first sworn in as speaker that should have been included. So maybe we'll have to take that into consideration next time.
All right, next time out. Not only is it a great read, it's also a great resource. And I think most Americans will turn to this book, you know, and again, use it to help teach their children and perhaps even refresh themselves about. And I think this book is all about American exceptionalism, and that's what we have to keep in mind right now.
Now, you're right. It is about American exceptionalism, and it's a great resource. I wanted to really make something useful. I'm a mom with two children, a 9 and an 11-year-old. And I can't afford to buy anything that's not useful and helpful to me. So I really, it has the stories, it has my introductions for each one. It has the DVD you mentioned, and also a timetable in the back, and all the presidents, first ladies, and Supreme Court justices.
All right, the website is JackieCushman.com. Can you get the book there?
Yes, you can get it on JackieCushman.com, and also available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's and Borders.
Jackie, Merry Christmas to you, Happy New Year, and a great book.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, our pleasure.